First name A-N-N, last name N-O-L-E-S, date of birth 030573, date of encounter 07-30-25. History of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic today complaining of neuropathy pain in her legs. She cannot wear shoes and her feet cannot be under the blanket at nighttime due to the burning and tingling. Her last visit was 07-10-25. At that time, the doctor did her A1C and it was 5.6. He didn't instruct her to come off of her glipizide, but kept her on the metformin. She's already lost 50 pounds. Current weight is 136 with no desire to continue to lose weight and has developed excellent eating habits. Next paragraph, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, go back to the history of present illness. During that visit, her TSH lab draws were extremely elevated at 10. The doctor also increased her Synthroid from 112 to 124 once a day. Okay, next paragraph, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hypothyroid, and dyslipidemia. Next, surgical history, non-contributory. Next, drug allergies, Ambien. Next, social history, no reports of ETOH, just admit to smoking one pack a day. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's awake, alert, oriented times 3. No acute distress noted. EENT exams within normal limits. Neck is supple with no lymph nodopathy. Respiratory system is breast sounds clear. Abdomen soft and non-tender. Cardiovascular system is regular rate and rhythm. And skin is that rash or lesions. Next paragraph, diagnosis. Dyslipidemia, diabetes, hypertension, and hypothyroidism. Plan, will restart her glipizide. She needs that to maintain the myelin sheath within her nerves in her lower extremities. She will come off the Mounjaro. She has lost appropriate amount of weight, and she and her A1C is at the appropriate level. We'll also start on gabapentin for the neuropathy symptoms at a low level of 100 milligrams three times a day to anticipate increase their next visit. She is to due back in 2 weeks. At that time, we will redraw her labs, TSH, and see if the increase that was done last visit is enough for her thyroid. If not, we will adjust as need be. And 3 months from 7-10, which would be 10-10, she'll be in for her 3-month lab draw for her A1C. If her A1C continues to stay low, anticipatory guidance will be to decrease her metformin from 1,000 milligrams to 500 milligrams, but continue the glipizide at its current rate of 5 milligrams. Patient is discharged in stable condition, advised to follow up as needed.